Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Randy and Jamie 10-Minute Morning Show. On our radio show this morning from 9 to noon, we were talking about your worst memory from school. And Jamie, you brought up that you got in trouble one time. You didn't want to say what it was for.
Yeah, we were at an assembly at St. Thomas More, and I was making fun of them.
Some other kids.
Yeah. So, like, what a mean girl. Like, Jamie, who am I? And then I got sent to the principal's office, and my dad left work. He had to come get me, take me home. Yeah. It was bad. Worst day ever.
I think my worst memory from school was I had to, like, 2 weeks before ninth grade school was going to start, I crushed my foot riding a motorcycle.
Mm.
So I had to spend the first few months of school on crutches.
Was this a new school?
Well, yeah, it was, basically, because we moved from Corpus Christi to Pleasanton in the eighth grade.
That's the
middle
worst.
Of the eighth grade.
And you're like hobbling around.
Yeah, I'm hobbling around on these crutches. And to make matters worse, I was supposed to play freshman football.
Oh, and you couldn't.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
And so as a result, I never did pick back up football again. I played seventh and eighth grade, and that was it. Ended up in the choir.
Hey.
That served me well.
Yeah, worked out for you?
That served me well. Yeah. Yeah, doing stuff with my voice. So it's interesting, the callers that we had this morning talking about their worst day of school. My favorite guy is riding his bike to school, and he, I guess he crashed his bike, and it ripped his pants. So when he got there, the principal told him, you need to change. He said, well, I don't have any extra pair of pants. He said, go over to the Lost and Found, get the janitor to get you something out of Lost and Found. And the only pants they had were some parachute pants.
Like MC Hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so he said he had to wear his parachute pants with his cowboy boots all day long.
So funny. I remember another bad, bad day, sixth grade. I had a slumber party over the weekend. I had a bunch of girls over. My mom brings out bean dip and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No big deal. The next day, I go back to school and people were calling me bean dip girl. And
oh, no.
I wanted to evaporate. Like, it was no big deal. My mom brought out bean dip. Okay. And then they would call me bean dip. So the boys called me bean dip for like half a year. And I was just mortified. Girls, they can be so mean.
That reminds me of something else while we're on the subject of school. I have never met Loretta Lynn. As long as I've been in country music,
wait,
I've
where
never,
is this going?
Well, okay. I'll tell you.
Okay.
But I spent time with her twin daughters because they had a record deal in the 90s. And they would come to town and we would hang out. And we spent several hours one day together and getting to know them. And Loretta did commercials for TV commercials, endorsements for Crisco.
Okay.
When these girls, her daughters, were little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she would talk about whatever type of cooking they would do. And the little girls in the TV commercial said, and we helped.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the girls were saying, when we were in school, we got teased mercilessly.
Oh.
They said we didn't get to go to any special private school just because our mom was Loretta Lynn. You know, we went to regular school.
Good old public school.
And we'd be walking down the hall and all the kids would be going, we hail, we hail.
Look, it's the Crisco girls.
And they said the only thing that made it better is that our dad told us, look, just let that roll off. Because the money that you're going to get from those commercials, when you both turn 16, you're getting brand new Mustangs, Ford Mustangs to drive to school.
Dang.
So anyway, so yeah, it made me think about that kids being cruel at school. Today is National Letter Writing Day.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. When is the last time you hand wrote a card or letter?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't either. First of all, my handwriting sucks.
Mm-hmm.
When I write stuff out, I have to explain to somebody, hey, this, you know, I know it looks like a 3-year-old wrote it, but that's what it says.
Dude, I used to have a pen pal when I was younger from Scotland. Like, me and her would write letters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her name was Lindsay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And my dad made me do it. He's like, you're going to have a pen pal. I'm like, okay. Kids don't even know what a pen pal is nowadays. Mm-hmm. But yes, we wrote letters for years. And yeah, haven't done it since.
National Letter Writing Day. To anybody out there who still writes letters.
Shout out
to you. Ran across this survey that says 54% of women say they will still wear white after Labor Day.
That's a stupid rule anyway.
Calendar wardrobe rules.
It's so dumb.
Is there anything like that that you follow at all?
Well, I don't wear white at a wedding if I'm a guest. That's like a rule.
Right, that's a good rule. Yeah, it's not really a calendar rule.
Well, I think maybe that's for people up north because it gets colder and you shouldn't wear white. I don't know.
Yeah, I just, you know, they always say, you wear your straw hat and then after Labor Day, you wear your felt hat.
But it's still so freaking hot here.
No, that's me. I'm like, screw that.
Yeah.
You know, you can wear your straw hat.
December. I was going to say December.
Yeah. I just go by whether it's hot or cold. If it's cold, I wear my felt.
Yeah.
If it's hot, I wear the straw. I'm not, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks.
I have to be feeling and looking real skinny if I'm going to put white pants on. I mean, let's just be real. They're not the most flattering pants. White's very tricky. Like if you're, yeah.
Well, explain that to me a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like when you wear white, you see everything, every bulge.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So gotcha. I don't really like to wear white pants.
Another thing I ran across was this study that found women find men more attractive if they mumble a lot.
Hmm. How so?
Well, but the opposite is true. If a woman mumbles a lot, men don't find that attractive. And I don't know why these researchers did this, but who thinks to research it? Researchers recorded 42 people speaking and had separate groups rate how attractive their voices were. People who mumble tend to blend their vowels together, so they ran all the audio through a program that looked at speech patterns and how far apart different vowel sounds were, and they found that guys who mumbled a lot got higher ratings than men who spoke clearly and were easy to understand. But the opposite was true for females. Men thought that women who spoke clearly were more attractive than ones who mumbled.
I wonder if they're like a fast talker, maybe.
I don't know. I was trying to think. The person we always accuse of mumbling and running their sentences together.
I know who you're going to say.
Dierks Bentley,
yes.
You know, anytime we interviewed Dierks, it's like, we're just like...
Well, we're trying to edit and find a place to stop, and yeah. He doesn't stop.
And he just, everything is totally ran together.
Totally true. Yeah, Dierks.
But I think women find him attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do, yeah, I mean, obviously. Yeah.
Did you hear that Kristen Cavallari and Chase Rice are dating?
Yeah, I saw that. They say it's still just kind of casual.
Yeah. Well, she used to be married to Jay Cutler, football player.
Right.
And didn't he play football back in the day?
He might have. He's a big boy.
He's a big dude. He was on Survivor. Remember that?
Yeah. I Have we spent much time around him? I know we've met him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
Not much time.
Yeah, I don't... Nothing pops into my mind of a great conversation I've ever had with
Kristen
Chase.
Cavallari, she's like super famous and successful, and Chase Rice. There you go.
Well, good for him, man. Yeah. You can get you a strong, successful woman. Way to go.
Yeah. They met in Nashville. They both lived there.
Oh, okay. It's worked out for Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Man, they got some growing baby girls. And, they've been married now for, what, 13 years or something?
Seems longer.
Yeah, maybe longer than
maybe.
That. They've been married a long time anyway. But that worked out good. That's going to do it for the Randy and Jamie 10-Minute Morning Show for today. Catch us every weekday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on KJ97. And you can always find this right here on our 10-Minute Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.